Blog Talk Radio.
You know, trying to really push the whole idea. Oh, we've been muted this entire time. Okay, well, we're live now, so hey, I want to thank
you. Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry we were muted. We were just like...
We're rambling on. We're just going on. We're going on. So before we get started again here, do me a favor. I love the fact that you talked about Ivana Trump and what happened today, and I want you to take a minute and do that again for me.
Yeah, sad news today for the Trump family. Unfortunately, Donald Trump's first wife, Ivana Trump, has passed away. She was 73 years old. They're saying that it was of natural causes. However, they have not released why she passed away as of right now. And I'm sure they'll keep that quiet for a little bit as they kind of try to navigate this new loss in their family. And, you know, Trump style, he got on there and, you talked very graciously about hers as far as the Trump family did. And just really sad for them. You know, 73 years old really isn't that old.
It really isn't.
That's a huge loss for them.
Yeah, it's really a huge loss. And all prayers go out to the Trump family. And I can, you know, just because I pay attention to these evil leftists, Shannon, I can imagine all of them are probably like, how come it couldn't have been Trump? How much you want to bet? You want to make a bet with me?
I don't even care what they think.
Yeah, I don't care what they think, but my point of bringing that up is because they're absolutely nasty, disgusting people. And this says a lot, and this speaks a lot to President Trump's character. You know, there had to be some kind of disagreement why they weren't together any longer, right? So there had to be something there. And this, again, goes to President Trump's character.
So.
Well, I mean, but still, but he still had nice things to say about it.
He absolutely did. You know, they're very respectful of each other. And you know what? That's Trump's style.
Right. And it goes to what I'm talking about, his character, just like when he was in the White House and he was trying to work on, it makes me think about the infrastructure deal that he was trying to work on, you know, for the infrastructure of the United States of America. And even after Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer was talking real nasty to him, real bad about him, he still sat down in a meeting with them to try to resolve it.
Yeah.
But they left out of there just angry because it was like, no, this is what we want. You're going to give us the Nancy Pelosi and Chucky Ducky Schumer both saying, no, you're just going to give us what we want.
Yeah. Being mean and hateful is unproductive.
Yeah.
I mean, right.
But the left, they are 100% hateful.
Right. Well, Ivana Trump, we will remember her, and she was the mother of three great children. She's the mother of Donald Jr., Ivanka Trump, and Eric Trump.
Yeah.
So I'm so sad for them.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's tragedy happens. So, hey, I want to thank everyone for joining us on this special broadcast on Thursday, July the 14th, 2022. If you want to give us a call and chime in and give us your thoughts about some of the stuff we're discussing today, which is we're talking about the energy crisis. We're talking about we'll get into
poll numbers, maybe.
We'll get into poll numbers.
Border, maybe.
We'll get into the border.
Inflation, maybe.
Inflation.
Whatever we can get to, there's
prices,
a lot going on.
War, rumors of war, pestilence, famine.
Yeah.
You know, so we can get into all of that. If you want to give us a call, Shannon, what's the number for them to call? And hey, everybody, you have to push one because sometimes people call in and they don't get through because you don't push the number one. You have to push one.
Yeah, so you call. This is the number you're going to call. It's 516-595-8069. Once again, 516-595-8069. Once you call that number, dial one to come on the line and talk to Will. You guys are on the line today with Will Johnson, and I am Will's producer riding shotgun with him today.
She says she's riding a shotgun, but she's holding the shotgun, making sure I'm staying in order. That's what that's about.
I mean, what producers do, what you got to do. We have busy days, so sometimes it's like that. You just got to be like, Will, do
you
this,
know,
we'll do that.
You know, it makes me think. You know, the left are screaming how they want gun control. right? Mm-hmm. They keep screaming how they want gun control, but they don't have any issues with terrorists threatening to come kill President Trump with a gun. And in that case, they're supporting guns. You imagine how that works? Just think about that. It's pretty despicable.
I mean, the things you think of, Will.
what does that even mean? What does that even mean? But I mean, but you understand what I'm saying. They don't have any issues with guns if they're trying to take out President Trump. Maybe like, oh, I mean, be successful, because that's who they are. These
well,
people,
you've also made the point that they don't want you to abort trans babies.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a trans baby, they're all about keeping it.
Yeah, if there was actually
you make those kind of points.
If there was actually DNA info that showed that this person was going to live a homosexual lifestyle, they would be like, nope, you can't abort this one. But this one who's going to be straight and possibly a Christian, do it all day.
Yeah, the priorities are definitely mixed up. But, hey, listen, let's talk about this oil thing going on. Because today, you know, Biden met with the Israel prime minister, and their main goal is to solidify their fight against Iran having nuclear capabilities, right? That's the main purpose, and kind of have a united front. But then guess where Biden is flying from there? He's flying to Saudi Arabia to basically beg for oil. And this is a country that he called a pariah,
yeah,
that he would never work with.
So what,
and
is,
then
what,
also,
is that, what is that? What is that? What does that word mean, pariah? What does that? What does that mean? What does it mean when he calls them a pariah, right? He calls that to them. Then he goes to their country, hands and knees, a hat in one hand, saying, "Please drill, baby, drill."
What's the hat?
Hat in hand. He's groveling.
Oh, like he's
yeah. He's on
hands
and knees and
got
one hand out.
Yeah. And this is after Saudi Arabia wouldn't even take his phone call,
right?
Like he was calling them and asking them for oil, and they wouldn't even take his phone call.
Also, let me get this straight. They won't take his phone call. He said, so I'll just fly over there and ask him.
But the sad thing is, Will, is we don't need to depend on them for oil.
No.
We have oil here. You know, they had video of Biden when he was over there, what was it, last month or whatever, and Macron was saying, hey, listen, you know, you want
this
to ask.
This is the G7 you're referring to.
Yeah,
the G7.
Ask.
It used to be the G8 until Russia stepped out of it. But now he goes over there. Yeah, he's asking Emmanuel Macron for, or
well,
actually Emmanuel Macron was asking Joe Brandon
to pump oil.
To pump oil because they're at capacity as well as Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Is at capacity.
Right. And they're saying, hey, listen, we need you to pump. Right. But listen, you know who else is asking
Biden
to pump?
I'm not going to pump. I shut up. Pump now. Why am I going
to
pump?
Who else is asking Biden to pump?
Ooh.
The people here in America are asking. So today the GOP is having a meeting with the energy representatives here in America. And this is a pretty hot meeting, if you ask me. Because
it is.
In this meeting, they have some recordings where they're all saying, hey, listen, we could be pumping. The only reason 100% why we are not pumping and we are not energy efficient is because why, Will?
Biden.
Biden's policies.
Biden.
Right?
Biden.
So like you said, he shut down the pipeline.
So,
okay, you want to play?
No, I want to play an audio clip of this chairwoman literally calling the oil companies here in the United States of America the cartel. Literally calling the cartel. Now, this is the same oil companies that was working with President Trump that made us energy independent. So how is being an independent nation having being energy inefficient, independent, becomes the cartels? How does that even work? How does that even happen? Listen to this.
Cannot afford the status quo in which a global fossil fuel cartel controls prices and jeopardizes national and economic security.
You call Americans cartels. When the President of the United States is going over to Saudi Arabia to beg our adversaries to produce more energy, places that do not do it as cleanly as we do it here in the United States, that's a fact. That's proven, okay? And he's going over there because of the policies of the left and this administration that have put the American people at a disadvantage. And American families are struggling. People can't afford to get back and forth to work. They're going to have trouble heating their homes, all because we are no longer energy independent.
All because we're no longer energy independent. And again, they try to act like this is something that they didn't do, talking about the left. You remember, when Biden walked through the White House doors, the first thing that he did, one of the first things that he did to destroy this nation was to shut down the XL pipeline. As a result of him shutting down the XL pipeline, along with other pipelines, along with offshore drilling, along with drilling on federal lands, he caused the issue that we're having today. And now he's on his hands and knees groveling to Saudi Arabia asking it for oil, when it should have never been in this position in the first place. We would never been in this predicament. So then he blames Putin.
Russia.
Right? He blames Putin. He blames Russia. He blames them for all the mishaps that we're having right now. And then when the American people are not buying it, because people said, well, wait a minute, the gas prices were going up, the food was going up before Putin invaded Ukraine. So why? What are you talking about? So because that didn't work, he moved on to blaming the gas stations, the individual gas stations in the United States of America. And when that didn't work, now he's blaming the GOP. He's blaming the GOP. And the only reason why he and the Democrats are blaming the GOP now is because we're in election year.
Absolutely.
That's the only reason. If it wasn't election year, he would still be blaming Putin.
Russia.
He would be blaming the local gas station for the gas prices that he caused, not the GOP. But now they're expecting the American people to be dumb. And it's not even just just the people in America, period. They expect everyone to be as stupid and mind-numbing as the left.
Yeah.
And for all of us to believe that, now I get it. The reason why the gas prices are high is because of the GOP, the same GOP that wanted to make sure we were energy independent. They did this to us.
It doesn't even make sense.
Not at all.
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Not at all.
I can't even wrap my mind around how people don't see what is happening in the world. Listen, one of the people at this meeting today, she said, listen, Biden says we have 9,000 leases available to pump, but what he doesn't tell you is they find everything up in such horrible bureaucracy that we can't even pump. And not only that, they have completely vilified the oil industry to the point where they can't even get any money, funds, grants in order to do the job that they need to do. And on top of that, it's also made it hard for them to get workers. It's also made them hard to upkeep the equipment. If we were to get back up and running, it's going to actually take some work to get back up and running. And
they said it's
going to
take years. They said that the destruction that the Biden administration has done within the past year and a half is going to take 3 to 4 years to recover from.
Absolutely. It's disgusting. And I think, you know, the fact that it's hitting families so hard here in America even makes me more upset, because you have Biden who's burning fuel, flying over to Saudi Arabia when he doesn't even have to. And just like that gentleman said in that hearing, he said, listen, we even burn it cleaner than any other country. So if we're really worried about climate change, if we're really worried about green, you know, carbon gases and stuff going into the ozone layer, why are we going to these people who don't pump it as clean as we do? Doesn't even make sense, does it?
No, it doesn't make any sense. And the reason why this is happening in America is because the green stinking New Deal, right? They went to Congress, tried to get that monstrosity passed, and Congress said no. We're not going to do it because it will cripple the economy. It will cripple America. But guess what? The Democrats don't care about Congress. They said, well, you know what? If the Congress is not going to give it to us, we're still going to do it. We're going to go around them, and we'll cause other things to make it happen. to try to make it happen, to try to force people to get into electric vehicle. With electric vehicles, in order to charge an electric vehicle, you need fossil fuels.
Yeah, and you know what's really disgusting? I found out this week, and I was talking to you about it, Will. There was an article in Western Journal, which they were talking about what was happening with the electrical grid here in Texas, because it's been so awfully hot that it's really been in the news, right? What's going to happen to our grid? Even Beto has been using it as his political, one of his political platforms in the election against Abbott this year. And what I found out is, you know why our electric grid had a hard time during the, when it froze?
So when it's freezing?
And also now this summer. It's because...
Let me take one guess here.
Huh?
Because the hamsters weren't turning fast enough.
Exactly. And it's absolutely true. What happened is that we were trying to become more green, right? So we have solar electricity, and also we have
wind power.
So when it got really cold, guess what happened? That wind power shut down and froze. It was no longer producing energy, and of course it was cloud cover and it had been really cold, so there wasn't solar energy. So it literally shut us down. And what is happening right now in this extreme heat is there's no wind, so we don't have wind power creating energy. What they don't tell you is that some of these green energy programs that they want to put in place don't work.
They don't work, yeah.
Consistently, all the time, and when you need them. There's only one way that is actually consistent and energy and proven to be reliable over time. And what is that, Will?
Fossil fuels.
Yeah, fossil fuels.
And you know what? What's really interesting is that now the left are using the idea of climate change, because Republicans don't want to go with climate change. They're saying, well, if you don't want to go with climate change, then how can you say you're pro-life? If you don't want to prevent people from being able to buy arms and protect themselves, how can you say you're pro-life? Have you heard them say that? They're constantly saying that, trying to equate the two. It's not the same thing. People, good guys with guns have saved a lot of lives, but they don't want to acknowledge that. They only think that in their mind, that if we can disarm the entire population, that will save lives. Well, guess what? These evil leftist criminals are going to still have guns. They're still going to have them. They're still going to commit the crimes. And again, it goes right to what you are always constantly saying, how they do these things without thinking about the ramifications of it.
Absolutely.
They constantly do that.
All the time.
They never take in consideration that if they disarm the population, what would happen?
Right, and it's actually very irresponsible. I mean, when we put things in place, you should think of all the ramifications of what you put in place.
Right.
It's really interesting because we were also talking about, I think it was last week, where there was an article saying that most of the traffic stops that police do get 80% of illegal guns off of the street. And because of their defund the police movement,
oh my goodness,
it has literally crippled the police department, thus putting more illegal guns on the street, which
yep.
is what they don't want.
Who?
The left.
No, I think that's what they do want.
Well,
that's what they want, because, you know, and when we have these horrific crimes, they never talk about the criminal. They only talk about disarming the law-abiding citizen. Every single time, without fail, they talk about the person who committed the crime, of course. But they don't talk about how can we stop these criminals from doing it. They only talk about disarming.
They only talk about disarming
the law-abiding citizen.
They didn't know that was going to be a ramification of their decision.
Yeah, that's probably majority of it. But let's talk about a little bit more about this oil issue.
Uh-huh.
So the GOP members had a meeting with some of these oil executives.
Right.
That's correct. Some of these representatives from the oil companies.
From different states. Right.
That made it energy, made it energy independent when President Trump was in office.
Right. Or have the ability to
do it. And even can still do it.
Right.
Right. It's still not too late. We're still still not too late. We can do it. So let's listen to this first clip here with this young lady talking about the oil companies and how they can make a difference.
Every time someone fills up with gasoline right now, they're being reminded of how the cost of living has increased. And the Republicans, we are anxious to unleash American energy. I'm proud to be here today with leading American energy producers, oil and natural gas, and we are the largest energy producing country in the world, and we need to unleash American energy. It's so important to every part of our lives. It's our standard of living. It's our way of life. It's our economic competitiveness. It's important to geopolitical aspect, our security and our standing in the world. And so energy and American energy and American leadership is so important. And yes, we have worked on numerous bills, and it's been unfortunate to see the Biden administration and the majority in the House, led by Speaker Pelosi, say no. They are shutting down American energy producers, and I know we'll hear more about that today.
It kind of sounds like treasonous to me.
I mean it's
with
so
them literally attacking America.
And they lie about what's going on.
Yep.
I mean, just the other day, Biden was coming out saying that it was the GOP who's stopping them from, you know, getting this stuff passed. They have no legislation to get the oil and the energy back up and running here in America. That's absolutely a falsehood. That's not
anything
that's
the left, right?
But yeah.
They don't want it up and running.
No, they don't.
Because, again, it goes...
But we could is the fact.
But they want... They're still trying to... They're trying to enforce their green, stinking new deal.
They're really sabotaging our own company, our own
country,
and they're hurting the American people directly. Their actions are the only thing directly hurting the American people as far as the oil prices, food, transportation. Well, let me tell you something. Today, wholesalers have reported that they've had to increase their prices by 11%. That is a huge price
And,
then, of course, that gets
Has it hit the stores yet?
No, it hasn't hit the stores
yet. So just imagine in the next couple of weeks, what's it going to look like?
I don't know.
It's going to be worse.
We were talking to someone else that was talking about how Target is now having to rethink about, and I'm sure it's not just them, how they are merchandising their store, because they used to be able to have, like, impulse buys and stuff like that. But people are not... responding to those impulse buys right now. People are just trying to buy their basic needs, right? And so they're holding back on buying a lot of stuff. You're going to see these stores have mostly basic needs that people need versus impulse buys.
Yeah, because people can't afford.
No.
They walk into the store and say, well, I need this, but oh, look at this. This is nice. But then, like, if I get this, then I can't afford to get the extra gallon of gas to get to work.
That's a great coffee maker. I'd like to have that instead of the one I have. They're not doing that.
Or I'd like to have this great coffee maker and replace the one I don't have. But I can't even do that.
Yeah.
I can't even do that. Imagine what this is doing to families that's wanting to buy a home and purchase a home and raise their family. They can't do it now because this is causing the inflation. We're going to bring talking to that a little bit more. But I've got one more clip I want to play here and a couple more clips here.
Yeah.
But this is affecting so many people at so many levels. And these global elitists with their liberal world order, this is what they want because they want to separate who can and who can't. They literally do.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate.
Now, let me play this other clip. Listen to this. This is another one that was from the GOP meeting with these energy representatives.
What's really sort of shocking to me is that the Democrats want to blame everyone else for the increases. It's been Putin's price hike. It's been the oil and gas companies' price gouging. They never want to take responsibility for the actions that they've put forward. And I think that the American people know better. They see what's happening at the pump every day and at the grocery store every day. And they're angry and they're frustrated, and they should be, because states like mine, as well as others here at the table, have the ability to make this country American energy independent once again. But we are being hamstrung by the policies of Biden and the administration.
Yep, and being hamstrung, meaning that this administration is tying their hands behind their back and not allowing them to do the same thing that they did when President Trump was in office.
Yep, literally. It's disgusting. I mean, they're literally doing this to us. And there's a great population that thinks, oh, this is because of the Ukraine war, or this is because of the pandemic, or this is because of, there have been, you know, some effects of those things, but by and large,
oh my goodness,
what's happening now is 100% the Biden administration. I mean, the federal spending is out of control. We've now given Ukraine almost $56 billion.
Yep.
It's crazy. Out of control, right? And now we have these illegals that are just running across our border. I think they said there's that one of the hugest groups they've ever seen, like 13,000 people. Who do you think pays for this? That's federal. Our federal government is paying for these people. Once they get here, we feed them, we clothe them, we house them, we make sure they have, you know, phones.
Yep, we give them EBT cards.
I mean, this is federal spending, and it takes the food and the supplies and everything. It makes them that much more scarce. You put a supply and demand. The more people there are, the higher the demand. And we don't have it here in America, but yet we are letting these people invade our southern border. It's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder how come Abbott here in the state of Texas hasn't declared this an invasion.
You do wonder, because there were several counties, sheriffs and other people that representatives, including Chip Roy, that was down at the border and said, we want you to declare an invasion, which would give them more resources to help stop this invasion. I don't know. It's very frustrating.
Yeah. I actually went down to the border. Yeah, I actually went down to the border for that press conference. And Abbott, you know, Abbott has to know about it. He has to be aware of it, right? But for some reason, it's almost like he's ignoring it, and I don't understand why. Because he could fix a lot of it. He could stop a lot of it, just go ahead and declaring it an invasion. Well, I have one more that I want to play with for you from this meeting with the GOP and the energy crisis, where he talks about, this is Scalise, talking about Joe Brandon flying overseas, basically going to Saudi Arabia, hands and knees, begging, pleading with Saudi Arabia. But listen to this.
Again, Joe Biden's flying 5,700 miles on Air Force One, which no solar panels on the wings. It's all jet fuel to Saudi Arabia. Port Fouchon in my district is where deepwater drilling in the Gulf of Mexico emanates from. And they could produce all of the needs for America that are being unmet right there. I know some of my other colleagues from other states that produce energy, whether it's Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, we've got the ability to produce our energy. We ought to be doing it here, not going to foreign dictators to get it there.
You know what, and the key word, going to foreign dictators.
Yep, who do it dirtier than us.
Yep.
And at the same point, we're exporting some of our reserves to China.
Our federal reserves for the oil.
Mm-hmm.
When Biden was saying that he's going to release a million barrels a day, and did we? For some reason, for life of me, I can't even remember. I think it's like 300 and something.
No, it's 19 million. I actually looked it up.
Right. How many? What? No, it's quite a few.
Billion.
We use
19.78 million barrels a day.
That's how much the American people use a day.
Yeah. It says petroleum consumption in 2021, the United States consumed an average of about 19.78 million barrels of petroleum per day.
Per day.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the oil? Because, see, that's different. You're talking about petroleum, how much we consume, right? Per day. So how much oil is consumed by the United States of America in a day? Because he's releasing oil, not petroleum. There's a difference there.
Yeah.
There's a difference. So to get to what you were talking about earlier, like the inflation, now inflation is at 9.1%. And when Biden walked through the doors of the White House, inflation, to my understanding, was at 1.4%.
Wow.
It has increased that much since he's been there.
Yeah.
And then they look at us talking about there's nothing wrong. This is okay. This is normal.
It's out of control.
It is out of control.
The thing is he's not taking responsibility for it being out of control.
Yeah. Who's he blaming for it?
Huh?
Who's he blaming for the inflation?
Russia.
Oh, yeah. It's Putin's fault.
And the GOP. I mean, those are the two people.
It's everybody but them.
Yeah. And it's 100%. Them and not everybody else. It's poor decisions by the Biden administration.
It is, 100%. It is. So let's give up the number one more time just in case, because I know we started just a couple of minutes here late earlier. Just give up the number, and you have to remember, you have to push one in order to come on. A lot of people miss that part. You have to push the number one after you dial the number.
Yep, the number is 516-595-8069. Once again, 516-595-8069, and push one to come on the line to talk to Mr. Will Johnson.
Yep, and so Biden's poll numbers. I want to talk about that. And, you know, it's been in the news for a couple of days now. And the reason why really people are talking about it, because Biden was walking. I'm not sure what the event was, but Biden was walking and the press was asking Biden, what does he think about the two-thirds of the Democrats not wanting him to run again in 2024? And he comes back and said, that's not true. That's not true. All of you are the same. That's not true. That's not true. He says 92% of the Democrats want me to run. And I'm like, no, I mean, I think the reporter's right, because there's a lot of Democrats that are jumping ship. Just the other week, there has been a report of a million. This is what's been reported. A million registered Democrats have changed their party affiliation to the Republican Party. That's huge.
Yeah, and it's growing.
Yeah. This was like 2 weeks ago they reported this. And because people are going to the gas pump, even though they said they decreased the gas pump by 30 cents, well, guess what? When you raise it to $5 and bring it down to 30 cents, and you're talking about 480, I mean, where's the relief in that?
Yeah.
470?
It's not enough to make a big difference.
$4.70, where's the relief in that? I mean, that 30 cents that you supposedly saved, you spent to get in there. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's beyond ridiculous. So let's listen to this clip that many of you have already heard, and I'm going to give my take on it, where Joe Brandon was asked about two-thirds of the Democrats no longer supporting him.
Mr. President, what's your message to Democrats who don't want you to run again?
They want me to run.
Two-thirds say they
don't. Read the poll. Read the poll, Jack. You guys are all the same. That poll showed that 92% of Democrats, if I ran, would vote for me.
A majority of Democrats say they don't want you to run again in 2024.
92% said if I did, they'd vote for
me. Now, I mean, come on. I don't believe it. And you actually found out the poll that he's referring to.
Yeah, there was many questions on this poll. And the one that he's referring to is, it said, if today Biden was running against Trump, who would you vote for? And they said 92% said Biden. But the overall poll and the overall feeling was, it said, who do you want Biden to run again? And 64% said no. He's ignoring that. That's a huge number. But to be honest, Will, you know, you and I even know that they had so many people running and none of the candidates looked good. They went eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
And we go with Joe.
We go with Joe. There you go.
Because we know.
Hey, Ryan, don't you know? Let's go.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Uncle Joe.
We'll go with stupid Uncle Joe. Because he's someone we can control.
There you go.
There you go.
Cute.
Let you know.
Yeah,
let's go. Let's go to someone else who I consider to be a complete idiot. Shannon, do you ever think of, you ever think I could be the press secretary?
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, listen, they have a low bar.
Wait a minute. What are you saying?
The bar is lower than it's ever been before.
Oh, my goodness. The bar is so low.
But you do have one thing going for you.
What's that?
You're black.
I'm black.
So that you have part of the prerequisite.
I have part of the prerequisite. You have to be black. In this case, you have to be black, female, and a sodomite.
Right.
That's the, I mean, she covered all the bases there. But she was asked a question about Joe Brandon and the 92% as well. What's this? There's that magic number. And she comes out and she said, 92% of the Democrats want Joe. I don't believe it. I really don't. But
come on, they don't believe it either. What poll at this point in any presidency ever in history has somebody had 92% approval rating? It's absurd to even believe that that's a real poll number.
I know.
Anyways.
Listen to this.
I would also say from that very same poll, there were 92% of...
See, there's that number again, 92%. And she's struggling. She's looking at her pamphlet there, say 92%.
Democrats who support this president as well. Look, you know, not to get into politics from here or get into any political analysis.
Whatever. That's her job. Everything she's saying up there is about politics, every last bit of it.
This is not something, there's going to be many polls. They're going to go up and they're going to go down. This is not the thing that we are solely focused on. We are focused on things like today signing this bipartisan gun reform legislation, which will, again, save lives. Do we have more work to do? Absolutely. We're going to continue to – I was talking about inflation and how important that is a priority for this president and how we have seen gas prices go down by close to 30 cents a gallon the past 25-plus days. That is something that the president's going to continue to work on because we still need to give Americans relief. We have seen an economy that has bounced back from when he walked in to this administration over a year ago.
Yeah, right. The economy has not bounced back. The economy has actually gotten worse.
That seems like the only talking point she knows, because if you ask her about anything else, she doesn't know.
Yeah. I don't know if what you're saying is true.
Yeah. Can you respond, please, Press Secretary, on why we're giving our reserves to China? Oh, I haven't heard that story.
Yeah, I haven't heard the story. I don't know how true that is. That we're giving them to China.
Yeah.
China.
I don't know how true that is.
China.
She's an idiot.
She's a complete
idiot.
But
they believe the thing that's actually not real. 92% would vote for Biden. It's not real.
Yeah. I actually had a conversation with some black people that are pretty close to me, and they were actually complaining about the gas prices. I'm like, really? You're complaining about the gas prices now, are you now?
Really?
Yeah. And I said, well, did you ask Uncle Joe for some gas money? And they go, no, I was asking you. And I said, well, maybe you can ask the Democrats for some reparations so you can get some gas money.
They probably thought that was a good idea.
But you can only ask Democrats because it was the Democrats that were enslaving black people.
Go to California.
California?
Yeah, they said that's one thing that... What do you call him? Gruesome Newsom?
Gruesome Newsom.
That's one thing he was going to work on.
Gruesome
in the campaign
Newsom.
That he just won.
The one that they just gave to him. Because I refuse to believe that the people in... I refuse to believe the people in California remain that dumb. Because there's people there that don't want Gruesome Newsom. In my opinion, they just placed him back in that position because Nancy Pelosi... There's so many corrupt politicians there. They said, make it happen. We don't care what the people want.
I mean, the thing is Biden or Newsom is the next on their list to be president. I'll be honest.
Is he the top pick?
I think he is one of the top picks. I do. We'll see.
I don't know, but it's gonna be really interesting to have some. Look at the state of California. Wait a minute. Think about this. I'm not saying that they don't want him. I'm not saying that at all. The problem is that they're not paying attention to the countless number of people leaving the state because of his policy. So all of these people that left California went to various states. Are they going to be voting for him again when they left because of what he's done? But then again, they might. Because a lot of people leave California and they move here like to Texas and they come with the same stupid mentality.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Biden, I mean, he just ran an ad, Gruesome Newsom, down. I need to stop calling him Gruesome Newsom.
And why?
In Florida, because there's now, the win that DeSantis is running. DeSantis has met with some big GOP donors in Ohio last week, and he's, so there's a huge whirlwind talking about he is running. And Newsom sees him instead of Trump because they've already trashed Trump. So they feel like they've tainted his name enough to where now they have to taint DeSantis' name so he could maybe have a chance in beating him. So
yeah,
Newsom
they're
ran an ad in Florida talking about California has more freedom and California this and California that. It's a total joke because
how does he have the audacity to sit there and say that there's more freedom in California? How do they fix their mouth to even say that?
Because they shut down during the the pandemic.
Oh, my goodness. They still have some stuff
and
shut down.
And their numbers were higher than Florida, who was open.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's still parents. Will, there's still schools that are requiring face masks.
In California.
Yeah. Parents were complaining about it last week going, listen, we're still parts of it. Or was that New York? I get the two mixed up at this point. But the sad thing is that, you know, you and I are sitting here thinking that's a thing of the past, right? But there's still people in these liberal areas where that's still reality.
Well, we're here in Texas, and we go to the store, and people still wearing a mask.
Well, that's by choice, though.
But it's still stupid people,
oh, yeah.
Right? We're riding down the street, and I'm looking. I'm like, wait a minute. The windows are up, and they have on their mask. And or is one person in the car got their mask on? It's crazy. And I see before when, you know, everyone was saying, okay, the mask mandate has been lifted. You don't have to wear the mask any longer. And then I go to the store and I go out and I see a lot of black people wearing masks.
What are you saying?
I'm saying the black people are manipulated more than anybody else. I'm serious. I mean, black people are easily manipulated. They got black people to believe that the Democrat Party was for them. And it's the same party that enslaved black people. But no, we're here for you, black people. Stick with us. You can't make it up.
No.
You can't make it up. And now, right now, which we haven't talked about, taco. Did you know it was Taco Tuesday when Jill Biden refer to Mexicans as breakfast tacos?
Oh, was it?
It was actually Taco Tuesday.
Wow.
I'm like, wait a minute.
I wonder if they increased their sales.
You know what? I mean, I kind of want a taco right now. You know, it has nothing to do with Mexicans. What's really interesting? I like tacos, but I like my tacos spicier than some Mexicans. When I go out and I hang out with some of my Mexican colleagues and I'm talking to them and stuff, and I say, oh, I want it really spicy, mucho caliente. And they kind of look at me like, dude, you're weird. I mean, how am I weird?
See, they know.
They know?
They know.
They know what?
It's because you got that hot sauce in your pocket. Instead of in your purse, you got hot sauce in your pocket.
Hot sauce in my pocket. That's so racist.
Maybe it's a black thing. With your Louisiana hot sauce.
In Louisiana.
No, you're right, good. Let me take that back. You said you should never refer to a race with food.
I do like chicken. What are you trying to say? I like chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like watermelon too.
Chicken and watermelon too.
White people like chicken. White people
but
like
you
watermelon.
You do like it more than me.
I don't know if I like it more than you. I mean, I do. I like fish. What is that? What is that? I like pasta. Is pasta white people food?
Okay, so we've determined Will likes food.
I need to go run around the block a couple of times.
Spicy food.
I do like it spicy. Sometimes
yeah, spaghetti sauce looks like, where's the red pepper? Let me add some red pepper.
Yep.
Spaghetti.
Yep, I add the red peppers. And what's funny is when I make like an omelet, I cut up my
serranos, habaneros,
I put serranos
jalapenos.
In it, jalapenos, onion.
It's ridiculous.
Then I use the pepper jack cheese. And, you know, anything that you can think that's really spicy. And I've been putting in these red habaneros in there that have been really a good kick.
Oh,
and
are they hotter than the orange?
I think so. I think it just lasts a little bit longer in the heat.
Uh-huh.
Got my mouth watering thinking about it.
You're weird.
And I make this omelet, and, man, it's so good. And you know what? It's just so good. Did I say it's good? It's just
his
so
nose
good.
Will be all running and stuff. Like...
Yeah. It's so good. I'm like, it's not even painful. It's just really good.
No, it looks painful. literally, when Will cooks it, you can't even be in the same room because the pepper gets up in the air and you'd be coughing.
It's like, it's like chemical warfare.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is.
And I'm like, you're gonna eat that. That's funny.
I catch myself, too, so... So we have, you know, a different discussion here. I mean, so the reason why we're talking about it, because tacos.
Yeah, tacos.
I mean, we haven't even talked about the tacos here. So since we're here, let's talk about the taco. Let me go to my clips here on Taco Tuesday, you know. And where's it? Because, you know, I want to play that clip for those of you that missed it. And I can't imagine that anybody missed it. But, you know, Taco Tuesday, Jill Biden came out and said that, you know, she referred to Mexicans as tacos. And Shannon, I've talked to some Mexicans and they were completely insulted by the comments. And this story should not go away. It shouldn't go away because, remember, Joe Brandon said, if I have to decide whether to vote for him or Trump.
You ain't black.
How insulting is that?
But you know what, it's interesting. And you know, when, let's say The View, right? Because we know how they are.
The witches of The View.
They are an example of how some of these liberal minds work, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when they heard about the Jill Biden referring to Mexicans as
everyone makes
and
a mistake
tacos.
Every now and then.
Exactly.
Everybody makes a mistake every now and then.
I mean, they were like, oh, you know, maybe they should have a talk with her
writers
and stuff like
know.
That. But they kind of just, they made fun of it and just said, like, oh, you shouldn't refer to people as food, and just kind of moved on and made very light of it. But if this would have been, let's say, the Trump family, oh, my gosh, they would have been like, how insulting, and this person needs to be impeached. And I mean, it would have gone on and on and on.
Yeah, they would have.
Their standards for their side is so low.
So let's play the video from The View where they're talking about it, because they actually play the clip with Jill Biden talking about it. But this first part of this clip, you're going to hear Whoopi Snotbird, where she
likes chicken too, like you.
Whoopi Bronze Bird. It's not gold. Nothing's gold about her. Whoopi Bronze Bird. Because that's not even her real name, Whoopi Goldberg. You know that? That's not even her real name. So
isn't it Karen?
Yeah, it's something like that.
It's like weird.
So listen to Whoopi Bronze. What's worse than bronze? Not that it's worse. I mean, it's just, you know, and when you get the metals, there's no clay metal. So Whoopi Clay Bird. Listen to what she says.
Yeah. Anywho, First Lady Jill Biden has apologized after making some unfortunate analogies during a speech to Latino Americans in San Antonio, Texas yesterday. I can't even tell you what, here's what she said. You have to just look.
I will help build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength.
So tacos is their strength, Shannon. They're as strong as a taco. That's what she's saying. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. So let's listen to the witches of The View as they come in. They get basically kind of like give it a pass.
These two ladies and these two Latinas in the front row are just
they're her Bogotas, and they're just. I mean, bodega is what you meant to say.
So you think somebody might have read the speech beforehand and said, maybe you don't want to say it like this.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, I won't even say what it is, because it's, you know, we all step in poops from time to time, and so this happens. But this was really, you can hear the people going,
yeah.
And then that nurse.
Yeah, people step in poo from time to time, and this makes them nothing but hypocrites, 100% hypocrites. Because if this was the other way around, if this had been a Republican, if this had been Melania Trump making that statement, they would have said, see, look, this is nothing but the racism, the racist, the racist, the racist, the racist. That's exactly what they've been saying.
They give a pass to the left, right?
Well, you know why
they
get a pass.
They know exactly what it was. They know that there wasn't really any mean intent in it. I don't think that Joe Biden
I don't think
mean
so either.
Intent by
right.
It. It may not. Because we're so overly sensitive these days.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I feel like we
No,
are.
That's true.
That, you know, they, it just, It's like you have to walk on water no matter what you say.
Walk on eggshells.
Or eggshells. Even
yeah. Better.
Yeah.
You have to walk on eggshells that don't even have a single crack in it, and you can't crack them. Because if you even just get a hairline fracture in it, oh, my goodness, they explode.
Yeah.
But, again, that makes them nothing but hypocrites. Had it been a Republican mentioned anything, it makes me think about the young lady that was on stage with President Trump, and she meant to say right to life. This is right after Roe versus Wade was turned over, and she made a mistake, and she said right life because she was like she's probably kind of somewhat nervous up there with President Trump. You know, and she said white life. And they said, see, she's talking about white life, knowing good and well
that's not what she meant.
She was talking about
yeah.
the right to life.
Yeah.
They know that. They understand that. But they took what they took her mistake and they ran it. No, this is what she meant. This is what she meant, white life. And which is completely stupid on its face. The reason being is because whose lives are saved the most as a result of ending abortion?
Black lives.
Black lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, so I've been asking this question, can we get 15%? I've been asking this question. I went down to the Capitol here in Texas, and I had no idea that they were having a pro-abortion event. And I need to find out. I wish I could sign up for the thing just so I can show up when they do it. But anyways. They have a pro-abortion event, and while we're there, I bring up the fact, I say, so can we get to 15%? And they just kind of look at me. I said, "In the population of black people in this country has always been less than 14%. I think the most it's gotten to at one point was maybe 13.6, 13.8. But to my understanding, it's always been below 14%.
But they don't know that.
They don't care. And I said, so can we get to 15%?
They don't even know who's really being aborted. They don't know the fact that
they do because they know they target black women. They target black women the most because the white liberals. No, the white liberals know this too. Because the white liberals constantly say these people of color in these communities, they don't have access to the same health care that I do. So we need to kill their children because they don't. Or there's a leftist talking about, well, you know, the population of the planet is really high already, so why should we try to bring more children into this world? To give them a fighting chance. Why do they get to determine what the population should be or shouldn't be? It's demonic.
Mm.
It's 100% demonic.
100%, 200%. Mm.
1,000%.
Okay. But those, you know, sad thing is those young people that were sitting in there, they're just following.
Not all of them were young, though.
Yeah,
one of the ringleaders, she was the older lady walking around, and she didn't like me. She did not like me. Because I was outside talking to this other guy, and he brought up about gun control, talking about, you need to get rid of the AR-15. No one needs an AR-15, a fully automatic AR-15. And I said, well, the AR-15, oh, no, he said a no one needs a fully automatic assault rifle like the AR-15. And I said, well, why are you think the assault rifle, what do you think that means? And they go, well, assault rifle, it's assault rifle, the AR. What do you think that means? It's assault rifle. No, it's not. It's Armalite. That's what it means. It doesn't mean assault rifle. Armalite rifle. Armalite rifle. And they just kind of gloss over. And I said also, a semi-automatic weapon, that's all that it is. It's a semi-automatic weapon. It's not a fully automatic weapon. But you know what? They don't care. All they want to do is disarm. And if Beto gets his way, he's going to disarm everybody on the border, and the cartel will just come in and just reap havoc.
Yeah.
100%. So we're here at the end. I want to thank ATP, our sponsor of this broadcast, for allowing us to be here. And also, if you haven't already, please search out ATP, American Truth Project. They are a very valuable organization. ATP, American Truth Project. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. We'll see you on the flip side. God bless. Take care.